sake of Siamese twins, some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Romantic sponges, they say, do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Cold cake, cod clamps, against their wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it. Though it shocks him, I know. If Shad do it, way to bring me Shad and Row in shallow shows. English souls do it, goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it. Let's do it. Let's fall.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9. This is Becky with Mondo Trasho, filling in tonight for Rhythms India with Anoop. He is still at home tending to his children, and we're here bringing you some new music. We have some very special guests tonight, Shades of Grey, a band from Calgary who will be showing up in studio soon to showcase some of their new album. But we're going to start you off with something new from Ontario. This is called Neon Tetra.
Thank you. but you said no. You wanted to make a volcano with vinegar and baking soda. Then we lost, and you wouldn't talk to me for a week. And then you blamed that stupid volcano on me. Then you held hands with my best friend at my own birthday party. But you were one of my favorite kisses. Don't really understand relationships. They're like fishes. Feed them too much, they die. You flush them down the toilet. Point out your favorite prom dress, and I'll say yours is better. And then we'll go home together. We cuddle and we fumble. We struggle to take each other's clothes off. And then we made a big mess on your parents' spare room bed. Because you don't swallow it, that's okay, not would I. Then we dated for a year or two or three. And we went to the same university. Then a pregnancy scare and we broke up. And we rarely talked, and when we did it was weird. You're one of my favorite kisses. Never trusted relationships. One turned vicious. She slept with my dad during his midlife crisis. We only have half an hour before you have to get dressed and pick up all your kids from school. Then I'll go home and lie to my wife, resume my mediocre life. But I won't get divorced, cause marrying you would be much better. Then we got caught, and my wife took my car and had some kids. And she told me to leave, and so I did. Then you wouldn't return any of my phone calls, and the moral is that it wasn't worth it in the least. But you're one of my favorite kisses. Never had much luck with relationships, hits and misses, but mostly misses. Why is life so simple? Ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da.
Ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da-da Great Salt Lake.
That you just heard was The Great Salt Lake by Band of Horses. Before that, we had Favorite Kisses by Henry Fabergé and the Adorables off of their album Henry. And before that, it was Neon Tetra with Mooses and Ducks. And right now, we're gonna head into talking to Shades of Grey. Right in studio, we have Newman, we have Wesley. Say hi, guys.
Hello, howdy. How's it going?
Good. Yeah. So, what are you guys up to? What are you promoting today?
We are promoting our CD release launch of our new album, Rock and Roll Powerhouse.
And that's on March 3rd at the Backstage Lounge.
Are you very excited?
Very excited. This will be a lot of fun.
What's your CD called?
Rock and Roll Powerhouse.
As a joke many people don't get.
Continuing our trend of titles which don't make any sense.
What were the other titles that didn't make any sense?
Are you questioning my gear? It was a favorite of mine.
Sauce Town Rabbit.
Party in a Can.
Yeah. Okay. Smell the Glove. Those are. It's a long story. Most of them don't make any sense.
But did they make sense to you?
Yeah.
They make sense in our hearts.
And now, as I've warned you guys, I have one question.
Oh.
Are you prepared?
Yeah, go for it.
Now, when I was looking at your really cool CD case, I noticed that on the back you have your website.
Uh-huh.
And so, not paying attention as I was, I went to theshadesofgrey.com. And I saw that there's another band called The Shades of Grey with an album coming out. And I'm wondering how you guys are going to deal with that.
Whoops some ass. No, it ends up being like we made up the name when the band started, which was 6 years ago this January.
6 years ago?
So we were youngsters, and apparently there's a couple bands called Shades of Grey that we found on the internet.
And what are you going to do?
I mean, we've sort of come to the conclusion that for the moment, time being, it doesn't really matter unless all of a sudden one of them became big.
And they're in different cities.
Well, it's probably you guys.
Yeah, they can all deal with it. And also, most of them, as we've looked looked into it, I think there's one or two others. They seem to all be in the States and reasonably far away from us. You know, as long as they don't come to our city, they won't get us up.
And you guys have all that Canadian help, too.
All that Canadian help.
Yeah. Well, yes, because don't you guys get some sort of support from the government?
If you apply, there are there's a variety of grants you can get for music videos and CDs.
Are you going to do it?
Well, in time, yes. Right now, we think we're doing pretty well independently, so we're going to stick with that.
Yeah, did you I heard you had a CD release party in Calgary.
We did, over the break at the Stetson Pub, which was a hit. It was a lot of fun.
Went over really well. We sold like 100 CDs that night there and sold out the bar, so it was a good time.
Those people are very lucky, because you can't get it here yet, can you?
No, you can't. And you only as of March 3rd will it become available.
Oh, my.
Try and get it down into some of the independent music stores as well. Zulu Records and such. We'll be talking to them.
That's a good idea.
Our release, yeah.
Are you going to share with us some of your new album?
We would love to do that. Would you like to play something?
I could play it, or you have a guitar. Do you want to?
Oh.
Are you prepared?
We are prepared, yeah.
Because I could play a song off the album, or I could just let you guys play.
Well, how about we're going to do a song that actually our drummer wrote. Peter, take it away.
Oh, yes. Peter has arrived.
Well, I can tell you about the song. It's a song that I wrote when I was actually in Ghana, in West Africa. And, it's actually the only song on the album that I wrote myself with Wesley's help and Newman's help. And it's called Nowhere Here. Still gone.
problem.
That sounded really great.
Thank you very much.
If anyone wants to call in and ask Shades of Grey a question, the number here is 604-822-CITR, that is 2487. And we'll be back talking to them in just a moment.
I stumble my way towards the mirror and my makeup. It slide out and I now face just what I'm made of. There's so much more left to do. Thank you.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in then?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
What you just heard was a PSA for podcasting, but before that, we had Australia by The Shins from the Wincing the Night Away album, which just came out this Tuesday. You actually heard it on LP, Special Edition. Before that, we had Muscle and Flow by Menomena from Friend and Foe. And in studio right now, we have Peter from Shades of Grey. Say hi, Peter.
Hello, Becky. Very nice to be on your show tonight.
Max is going to help me talk to Peter.
I'm going to help you talk to Peter. So tell us about Shades of Grey. This is your band, yes?
Indeed, it is my band. I'm the newest member of Shades of Grey. I joined in November 2005, and so have been their drummer ever since. And we just are releasing our new album. It's called Rock and Roll Powerhouse. It's coming out on March 3rd, 2007 at the Backstage Lounge, which is, I believe, 1985 Johnston Street on Granville Island. So I hope to see you there.
We're definitely going to be there. But for our listeners, is it going to be 19 plus?
It is going to be 19
plus. It's going to be 19 plus. And how much is cover going to be?
It's going to be $10. And for $10, you not only get admission, but you also get a copy of this CD.
You get
a copy.
Indeed. So
I don't see why anyone would miss it.
That's what I'm trying to tell people. Yeah.
Maybe they're just a misanthrope. Maybe they just hate people. Anyways, so tell me how the band gets started.
Well, and now I'll have to resort to secondhand information because, as I said, I am the newest member, so I wasn't there at the birth, at the genesis. But from what I hear, Shades of Grey started in 2001, in January 2001, when Wesley and Newman were actually, as funny as it sounds, they were on the same hockey team, I believe, and just decided to go at it and have a little band and have been at it ever since. So.
Wow, that's real Canadian. Now, we've got the other guys over in our B studio rehearsing.
And they're just entering right now as we speak.
Entering right now.
Sit on it. Come on in, guys.
Live in studio.
All right, who do we have here?
As it happens.
Tuck it in the microphones, kids.
Well, we did meet them earlier, but
we did meet them, but we're doing this sort of interview.
We're back.
Well, hey, I am Newman Manis. I play bass and sing.
I'm Wes McInnes. I play guitar and sing.
And we were just talking about how your band got started. And you guys were both on a hockey team together. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
For many years when we were very young. And then when I was 12, he was 13, we realized, well, I play bass, you play guitar, and another kid on the team played drums. So we started a band.
Oh, there you go.
And now, what happened to him?
Well, we've had a long history of bizarre gardening accidents. And many drummers have come and gone, but Pete, be okay.
Pete's been around since 2005.
That is true.
Now, that's almost 2 years now with the band. Is that not correct?
Yep.
Do you fear for your life?
All the time.
All the time. You know, I mean, you've seen Spinal Tap, obviously.
I have, yes.
And you know what happens to drummers.
Yeah, I mean, the same fate awaits me. It's just a matter of time, really.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, every band, since you guys started in 2001, you guys were, what, like 15 when you started the band?
13
years old.
Oh, wow.
So you probably were responsible for some musical atrocities.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you don't have them on your computer right now. there's some pretty bad ones. But the nice thing is they keep getting better. So
there's a real gem out there called Almost Happy, which I got to hear over
Almost
Christmas.
Happy.
Yeah.
Now, is this a sad song?
It is somewhat sad.
It's almost happy.
It's almost happy.
It's almost happy. It's almost happy.
That title pretty much describes the whole song right there.
We had our first album ever. It was a demo with four covers on it, with Kryptonite by Three Doors Down, Fight for Your Right to Party, Hash Pipe, and American Psycho.
Oh, American Psycho, not bad.
I actually, at one point in my life, I got to play it live with Troublecharger.
Really?
Stage.
Yeah, they brought him up at the Calgary Stampede, and they got him to come on stage and play the guitar part, which he happened to know, and got to rock out with his long blonde hair of the time.
Long blonde hair. Now, but you guys have improved somewhat since then.
Yes.
Not really. No.
Not really since then? No.
We like
really?
To pretend.
Now, were your parents supportive, or... For your 13-year-old
In between
band.
The beatings, they were quite supportive.
Well, that's good.
Those
that's
are your
good.
Parents or everyone's?
Everyone's
parents. I think I can speak on the behalf of all three of us.
I've been beaten by a lot of parents.
Beaten by a lot of parents.
Pete's parents actually beat
Exciting.
Me on my own.
But now you guys, you know, you have... This is a very, you know, real band-looking album. You guys have, like, real songs, and you're not 13 anymore. So, bear that in mind. Tell us about the groupies.
Well, they all go for the drummer.
They all go for the drummer?
I would love to say that's true, but actually they all go for Newman right here, who was just
for
speaking.
Newman.
Yeah, in fact, we played at a beer garden, I guess it was about a month ago here at UBC, and we had a good flock of maybe 15 Japanese exchange students.
Oh, my.
And they all flocked right this way at Newman. So
very impressive.
We're just trying to, you know, hang on and try to get a glimpse of what goes on in the rock star life, which Newman here leads.
Yeah.
So
you play a lot of shows here at UBC, right?
Quite a few.
Yeah, we try to do a lot on campus because it's always a good crowd, and if you can get a repertoire on campus and get a bit of a following, you can expand that. From
what is your favorite place to play on campus?
I really like playing that beer garden in the sub.
Yeah, we played in the sub ballroom, and that was a lot of fun.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's a pretty nice
pit. And actually, the pit, I mean, you know, the pit gets a pretty bad reputation because it's a campus pub, but it's actually a really nice venue. And
yeah,
the one
it was a lot of fun to play.
We played there at the Battle of the Bands in 2006, I guess it was, and the sound was wicked. And, it's, I mean, they have a nice stage, so it's a
excellent
place to play.
Even Kerner's, we had a blast playing there. Mm-hmm. So,
now, speaking of playing, this may actually, this has nothing to do with this, but if you were to be arrested by the pigs for possession, what would you be carrying?
My bass?
Peter would be carrying spiked condoms.
Spiked condoms.
Spiked condoms.
Spiked condoms. I like spiked condoms.
Thank you for answering for me, Wesley.
What would I be carrying?
What would Wesley be carrying?
Let you get me back.
Certainly not a razor.
Oh.
He's sort of rocking the rock and roll scruff for our listeners out there. This is a very sort of immaculate group of young men. For all of you listeners out there in La La Land, you know, they're sort of very young and chiseled and thin.
We're trying to start up our career as porn stars on the side as well to try and, you know, finance this whole band endeavor.
There is kind of a porn star look.
Making music to finance my porn.
Yeah.
So am I. Here.
Okay, well, I have the most successful porn career out of the three of us, so...
Nazici is from Slovakia, so... he gets the hometown.
International market.
There. Yeah.
Now, speaking of whoring yourself out, did you guys ever go down the road of emo?
No.
No?
Well, I guess Almost Happy is the closest we got, but thankfully
happy,
we have steered
no.
very clear.
So no tight pants and screaming?
No.
No?
No, we...
Yes.
Check.
All three members' pants are fairly loose out there.
God.
Fairly loose.
Fairly loose. I mean, Wes has long hair, but it's not dyed black. It's sort of a ginger color.
It is. I must admit, at one point in my life, I had shoulder-length hair that was black, though.
And also, at one point in his life, Newman used to wear a tie, it shows. Mind you, this was before Avril Lavigne and before that whole thing, so you could say he was the original tie wearer.
The original
Avril Lavigne.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Thanks, Pete.
Well, there you have it. All right. Do you guys want to play another song for us?
Yeah, we had a request. Actually, this is an out-of-province request. Someone wanted to hear Punish for Love, which if you've ever heard about Frank Castle, who is the Punisher, one day, under the effects of a blistering hangover, me and my roommates, the co-writers are actually Ross Coleman and Lincoln Chung, who I hope appreciate that they're getting some airplay.
And beyond that, just so everyone out there knows, this is the first time this song's ever been played. It's never been at a show, so.
You guys want to have a seat?
Yeah. Actually,
have a seat, grab one of these.
This is not on the album, so you are very lucky listeners.
Lucky is a strong word. But this is live. Only on CITR 101.9 FM. Let's get out of your way.
All right, make it happen.
Shades of Grey, ladies and gentlemen. M16 for my sweet teen dream girl. You and me would make a punishing team. Our love burns like the flame thrown man. Then I burn for you when I ask for your hand. I drill the rest of man's eye for the sound of your sigh. I'd rather punish myself than see you cry. Stick a knife in his face or drown his eyes out with mace. I lie with you and my heart starts to race. Off a cliff I'd shove. I wanna punish for love. Talk about how I feel. I punish to heal. I'm covered in blood. I know I'm in love with you. Why don't you just shoot yourself and save me the bullet? Me hotter than cold-blooded slaughter. I love to punish these men while you sit by the water. I throw a man from a tower, then I will give you a flower. My punishing love is where I get all my power. When you're feeling blue, I see black and white. I'd punch off his head, won't even ask him to fight. The double knife through the jaw, I think of you when I saw blood running the streets from my vigilante law. Off a cliff I'd shove, I wanna punish for love. Talk about how I feel, I punish to heal. I'm covered in blood, I know I'm in love with you.
That's her. That is Punish for Love.
Oh my, and who do we have to thank for that request?
That would be my brother in Edmonton.
Okay, and do you guys have any requests?
Ooh, off of our CD? Or
off of any CD. I can play anything you want, but first, I'm going to play this.
Empty within. The doctors couldn't prescribe. I'm caught in the tauntings. You call up the ghosts of the south to haunt me. Dogs who carry hell in their mouths all surround me. On the road
Wes.
I'm Newman.
And I'm Peter.
And we're the Shades of Grey. And you're listening to
CITR
101.9
FM
in Vancouver.
Right. Wall of back, no, not on this night. Gonna drop a line.
You just heard So Many Ways by Mates of State. Before that, we had Talk, 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 Talk from Nine Times That Same Song by Love Is All. And before that, we had Shades of Grey with Neptune from their upcoming album, Rock and Roll Powerhouse. And before that, we had Youth Group with On a String from Casino Twilight Dogs, their new album. We're going to start you off with Maxwell Maxwell's Hour with a pretty sweet song, I hear. And then we're going to hear some more from Shades of Grey in the next hour.
Oh, that's hot.
Why are you showing them coochie lips? Getting up out your car. Paparazzi hanging all around you, bitch. You know you a superstar. Why you showing them coochie lips? Getting up out your car. Paparazzi hanging all around you, bitch. You know you a superstar. Why you showing them coochie lips? Getting up out your car. Paparazzi hanging all around you, bitch. You know you a superstar. Why you showing them coochie lips? Getting up out your car. Paparazzi hanging all around you, bitch. You know you a superstar.
Missionary brown eye, quite contrary, like a slick, like it hairy. Gourmet still don't taste me very. Boys they come, friends they go. Well, the Beatles with the snow. Call me wild, I don't know. I'm bona fide, OG ho.
Put your panties on, put that pussy away. Put your panties on, put that pussy away.
Look like a baby rat.
Put your panties on, put that pussy away. Put your panties on, put that pussy away.
Look like a baby rat.